AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A fresh warning from the UN chief saying fossil fuels are incompatible with human survival. Shelley Adler has the story.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Current policies are taking the world to a 2.8 degree temperature rise by the end of the century. That spells catastrophe.
The goal now is to require carbon emissions to be cut by 45% by 2030.
I have proposed the Climate Solidarity Pact, in which all big emitters would make extra efforts to cut emissions, and wealthier countries supporting emerging economies to do so.
The UN chief called on the oil industry to put forward a credible plan for shifting to clean energy. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents online has been indicted on federal felony charges. Jack Teixeira facing 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. The Supreme Court has preserved a federal law giving preference to Native American families when it comes to adopting Native children in foster care. And President Biden is hailing moves by some companies to end so-called junk fees.
This is a win for consumers, in my view.
The president says Live Nation, Airbnb, and others have or are taking steps to embrace more transparent pricing. Instead of tacking on hidden fees just before a customer checks out, he says they're adopting all-in pricing.
That's where companies fully disclose their fees up front.
The president's urging other businesses to follow suit, saying junk fees take a big toll.
They can add hundreds of dollars a month and make it harder for families to pay their bills. I think it's just wrong.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And FDA advisors are endorsing updating COVID-19 vaccines this fall to target the latest Omicron strain. This is AP News. The AP's Damon Troisi now with a look at how the markets fared today.
Wall Street staged a broad-based rally Thursday, and the S&P 500 notched its biggest gain yet in its recent winning streak. The benchmark index rose 1.2%, marking its sixth straight gain and its longest winning streak since 2021. The Dow rose 428 points, or 1.3%, and the Nasdaq gained 1.1%. Homebuilder Lennar helped lead the gains after reporting strong financial results. Treasury yields slipped following mixed economic reports. Updates on retail sales, manufacturing, and unemployment claims raised hopes that the Federal Reserve may end up hiking interest rates only once more this year. Damian Troisi, New York.
Here's some of those numbers. Retail sales rose 0.3% from April to May, and the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits remains elevated at 262,000 claims last week. Overall, 1.78 million people collecting benefits. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.